Hey everyone, welcome to the No Sidebar Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Gardner, and I'm here to discuss the struggles around being and becoming a creative entrepreneur. Together, let's talk about
that for a second, Brian.
Struggles? What?
Because the podcast doesn't seem to be the same as the No Sidebar website.
Are you talking about that tweet I got the other day?
Yeah. Talk to me about that. What's going on?
Okay, well, we're going to air our dirty laundry here on the show. And by dirty laundry, I'm going to talk about something that's bittersweet for me, and I'm going to cut right to the chase. So thank you, first of all, everyone, for listening to the show. Second of all, a few weeks ago, I got a tweet. Someone tweeted at me that the No Sidebar podcast and the No Sidebar website are very disconnected. And I'll be honest with you, my initial reaction was do not reply and get really mad about that. And then I realized the reason I had that reaction was there was a tremendous amount of truth to that. You know, it's funny, when I started the podcast, I had ideas of going somewhere. And at the time, the website was, heading in a direction that I thought was going to be congruent. But over the last few months, 4 months, I guess, the site has kind of digressed to a place that's kind of gone away from the original idea. And that's okay for the website, but the podcast has always felt like I've had to really stretch to connect the two. And the tweet made a real impact on where I've been at. And also, it happened right around the time we were recording our two shows. And I realized something that I had been wanting for the first 18 episodes, which was kind of that wingman, right? That goose, someone to co-host with me, because new to podcasting, like the interview format, but I was also really excited about just how natural it felt to have conversation with you. And you and I are bros, and we're good buddies, and we have a lot of stuff in common, business and personal. We started talking, and we've made some decisions.
It's time for a DTR, I think, Brian.
So we are going to define our relationship, the relationship here. Bittersweet for me, the bottom line is this. The No Sidebar podcast is going to be ending. That's the bad news. And the good news is you and I have such chemistry on screen and off screen, and we are going to be starting another podcast around something that you and I are both very passionate about, entrepreneurial stuff, which includes membership sites, building an audience, connecting via social media, and stuff that's a little bit more, I'm going to use the word businessy, but it is a little bit more businessy.
I think that when you start the No Side podcast, you talk about the struggles of becoming a creative entrepreneur. I think our show is going to fall in line with that a little bit more. And it just, we have to move it away from No Sidebar, because No Sidebar is about living a simple life, about simplicity, about minimalism. And so it just feels like the two are becoming disconnected. And so we really need to disconnect the name and focus on this new podcast. We're not really breaking up with people. We're just focusing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. We're not canceling something. We're just growing and changing it into something else, which will be really fun, I think.
Yeah, we live in a time where evolution and, being agile, such an industry for agile movement and shifting and changing and stuff like that. And you're right. It isn't anything that we're specifically ending. It does feel like that a little bit to me. And that's okay, because I think it does need to happen. I do realize that the website and the podcast were two different things, but they had the same name, which in honesty probably presented some confusion. And I get that. And I don't consider it a failure. I think we all learn as we go. And more than anything, this gives you and I a chance to start something with autonomy. This is going to be our thing. And I think it's going to be an awesome thing. And I know we've got people that we can have on the show, kind of like the two guys up in the Muppets sitting in the balcony. I love the idea of being able to talk candidly week after week about stuff that we would normally otherwise talk about.
I think we'll have some awesome guests on the new show. We'll get some cool interviews with people who are doing and creating online businesses that actually work, and some people that we look up to, and I think it'll be a fun show.
So when I say bittersweet about this, so as soon as we kind of made the decision to do this, and maybe because we had asked a few folks to leave reviews on iTunes, There have been a few, and they've been affirming in terms of you and I being together. And at first, you know, even this morning when we jumped on, I was like, man, you should read the reviews. It makes me sad to think that we're going to not do No Sidebar, because people are just starting to get excited about the podcast now that you've been on and we've had some good chemistry and some great conversations. And I really do hope that people will follow us over to the new podcast, because I think it's very relevant. And it's just, there's opportunities out there for entrepreneurs that they don't even know exist. And this is going to be something that we get to talk about. And I really can't wait. And it's probably going to be a few weeks. We got to kick off and get some shows under our belt. But I definitely am looking forward to it.
So too, man. And I think No Sidebar is an amazing thing. And I think that the website is, I think you said that there's just over 8,000 people involved in the community now, which is amazing. And my wife and I would consider ourselves minimalists and essentialists, and so No Sidebar has resonated with us so much. But what I'm really excited about for the podcast is I think a lot of people who are listening to this want to actually make their businesses work in a way that it's not currently working. And so I think that you and I are going to have conversations about, like you just said, that there are things that people can do in the online business space that they don't even know about yet. So we're going to talk about cool projects that people are doing. We're going to talk about strategies and tips and things that we're doing with you at CopyBlogger and me in the clients that I'm working with. And we're just going to talk about making things work, like it actually working and it actually making progress for goals of making a sustainable business, turning our passions into dollars and things like that. And I'm just really excited about that because it feels like No Sidebar is kind of ethereal. And what we're going to do is going to be very practical. There's going to be very practical takeaways. There's going to be very practical tips. We're going to have conversations about things that actually work and actually you can dig into and dive into, and you can listen to the show and then implement it into your business, into your life that day.
So this is probably a good time to cue up the song Happy Trails. I know that back when I was in college and we used to hang out at country western bars, they would always play that as the bar was getting ready to close. They'd play Happy Trails and everyone would get sad because they had such a good evening and they enjoyed
last call.
Exactly. They enjoyed the conversation and stuff like that. So I wanted to just personally thank each and every one of the listeners out there for listening, for hanging with me as I've cut my teeth and learned some things about podcasting, which I hopefully will take into the next one that Daryl and I will be starting. What can I say? This is going to be a fun thing for you and I. I know we're both looking forward to it. And I hope listeners come over and follow us there and leave us good ratings and encourage us because this is going to be for them, you know?
Yeah, we're for the people.
For the people. So with that said, we are going to be signing off. I know the big question will be in the minds of everybody, is there going to ever be a resuscitation of the No Sidebar podcast to align with the website? I don't have the answer to that question. If it happens, I will do it. But right now, my focus is on work and my focus is on the podcast Daryl and I are starting. And from there, we'll take it. So
it'll be a dot, dot, dot question mark.
Yeah, just like every good series or show on TV, there's a cliffhanger. There's the what's going to happen type of thing. But in the meantime, we're doing a spinoff. And I'm very excited. Daryl's very excited. And stay tuned over at rainmaker.fm. You will see in the coming weeks, hopefully, a new shiny album art cover. We look forward to
it. Is it going to have my face on it?
It is not. And you know that because you've already seen the artwork. So
I know. But I thought I'd still try to get my smiling face on there.
Yeah. Well, let's just give everybody a clue. That just think the 80s. Think the 80s. That's That's a little bit of a clue. It's very nondescriptive, but
we can't have the hairband though because we're both bald.
Scott Ian from Anthrax was bald, I believe. He had a long goatee, but it's Michael Stipe, another guy, REM. He was bald. So
there you go. Okay, all right, we're good.
So
then.
It works. So everybody, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you soon. Ooh.